This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio and our special segment we call The Educated Investor, brought to you by Cishon Financial. They're with the Householder Group. They are estate and retirement specialist. And David Cishon joins us each week. So, Mr. Cishon, how are you, sir?
Well, Scott, nice to be with you again. Greetings and salutations.
Yes, sir.
Another Monday.
Hey, we made it through another weekend and a week. So here we go again. Buckle up, right?
Let's buckle up and stay healthy.
No kidding. Well, it is good to have you. And I tell you, man, we go through a lot of important things here about our finances and retirement. And so you guys are going to be doing something a little bit different amid the times here. So tell us about this virtual interactive workshop.
Yeah, well, we do, as you may know, we do a lot of types of educational seminars.
Right.
For clients and then prospects, and we do a number of dinner seminars in the past and teaching a lot of classes and courses. And now with this new situation that we're operating under, we've decided to start bringing some special topics to folks that are either clients or have friends or are listeners to your radio programs about habits of highly effective retirees.
Right.
And it touches on seven different habits that the successful retirees have and how they get there and what they do. And really is kind of like things, they're kind of like things that people probably have heard of and know about, but haven't spent a lot of time thinking or forgot about them.
Sure.
And of course, in retirement, you know, we want to make retirement as effective as possible for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point.
Yes, sir.
And so we are going to have this Zoom program, and we'll have as a featured guest on there Scott Householder, who started the Householder Group many, many, many years ago. As a featured speaker, Scott has given this kind of presentation thousands of times over the years to all sorts of organizations throughout the country, and so we're going to be hosting this, and I think people will find it quite interesting, quite valuable. And, you know, we can touch on some of these habits just in general as time goes on today.
Okay, great. And it looks like this is going to be, so, hey, mark this on your calendars, Tuesday, August 25th at 4 p.m. here in our Mountain Standard Time. So Tuesday, August 25th, and all you have to do, call the office, 720-482-1917. They'll get you registered. It's absolutely free. We're not taking a bunch of information from you. This is just something that we can just get you the link where you can get in on this. And we just need you to RSVP, if you would, so to speak. So, again, this is Tuesday, August 25th and at 4 o'clock. And, you know, I never really thought about it till you mentioned this, but most successful people, and when I say successful, just people that are good at what they do and in this case, saving money and planning for retirement, there are probably half dozen things or so. If you look at each one of those people do these things you're probably going to talk about, aren't they?
Well, yeah, and that's why. And there's been many studies that have analyzed these kinds of topics to see how they play in retirees, not only just their mind, but in their living habits. And they're all the top seven. And there's more to the topic than simply the headline of the topic. And it's kind of interesting because sometimes it seems obvious when, like, the first topic that we talk about is value your time. And some people say, well, it's kind of boring. Maybe, what do you mean? We have to value our time. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a little bit different once you start thinking about it and really looking at it and what you have to do. If you don't focus a little bit on it, and that's what we're going to bring to the table, you know, like value your time. Just one little insight, for example, recent retirees who just leave the work behind, they're typically immediately like 15% happier than those that are continued to work full-time. Now, it may sound like an obvious conclusion. However, within 6 months of retiring, happiness disappears if they don't have an active lifestyle.
Sure.
Okay? You know. So we're going to delve into that a little bit in the workshop. And then, of course, there's a number of other things that we're going to delve into, like one thing is we call it buy yourself income. Well, you know, people think about retiring. They say, well, I got to have income, retire, of course, you know. But the kind of income we're talking, we're going to be talking about income that we call paychecks and playchecks. So, for example, your Social Security check when you retire or receiving now, that's a paycheck. All right, that's coming. It's guaranteed. And for most people use that to cover, you know, basic living expenses monthly, let's say.
Okay.
And then maybe someone's lucky enough to have a pension. Well, that is also a paycheck that goes to cover some expenses. And maybe with both of them, if you're lucky enough to have Social Security and a pension, maybe there's some left over that we can use that would normally cover playchecks, monies that come in that you use to do the fun things that you like to do.
Right.
And how do we get paychecks and playchecks? So we're going to be talking about that kind of thing in the workshop. Things like, you know, one of the other things that my favorite one is kind of like is invest in friendship. Hmm. You know, so many studies say, and we can see it in this virus, coronavirus that's floating around, if people are isolated, and whether it's the elderly or not so elderly or recently retired, and they don't have abilities to be in front of people, to involve themselves with humans, it becomes a very depressing situation.
Sure.
We see that evidence all over now. And so invest in friendships. There's a lot to that. And it gives such a tremendous mental boost
mm-hmm.
when certainly you can talk to a friend or two, but more importantly, when you're actually in front of them. And there's a whole litany of information in this particular area that people find. I mean, people say, oh, yeah, that's right, I remember. I know that. But they're not doing it.
Right, yeah. And you're right. I mean, you look at all this, you know, with the virus, most of us just think is of the medical side. But I'm telling you, when you really spend time and you talk to people, and especially, you know, seniors and all, but I'm telling you, just like, you know, and I guess maybe you and I are considered a senior. I don't know. I started to say we weren't. But anyway, but even younger, I mean, like you say, man, you just don't get to be around people. Maybe people hadn't been able to go to the office and see their friends and work with people. They've just been at home and, you know, all that. And man, and, you know, all their summer plans got ruined, so to speak. And, you know, it is a mental weight on people.
It's tremendous. And we see it in our clients. You know, we have to do... I mean, we have people that will come in and wear the masks, and they want a person-to-person meeting, and we do that. We have a big enough office where we're 10, 12 feet apart, and we have to wear a mask Everything is sanitized, including our pencils and stuff that they'll touch. But the point is they want to come in. There's an opportunity for them to come in. And they're dying to come in. We still have so many more people and clients, friends and associates that are afraid. They're afraid to come in and do it. So they'll do it on the phone, or they'll want to do a Zoom meeting. And Zoom meetings are fine, but again, it's not the same as being in front of a person.
Absolutely.
And I think we're going to be running this wall in front of us until we have a vaccination or a vaccine that will vaccinate us and take the fear out of this mess that we're in.
Yes, sir. Again, David Cishan is with us with a householder group. CishanFinancialServices.com. Once again, mark your calendar now. Tuesday, August 25th, 4 p.m. This is going to be a great interactive, really, type of webinar. And they're going to be giving you these 7 habits of highly effective retirees. And, hey, how to maximize your happiness in retirement. So, David, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left here. Let's hit a couple of your other topics.
Well, yeah. I think one of the topics is, for example, that we'll touch on is pick your neighbors. People don't necessarily think about this, but, It's kind of like expecting, maybe expect a little less. Happiness can also be dependent on how you view your standard of living in comparison to others. All right, so and so you want to retire and you want to move to the beach, you know, and so therefore instead of reaching for a neighborhood that could create some financial strain, you might find another neighborhood that's a little bit more comfortably afforded. All right, and I have seen this number of times where clients retire and they're going to move from Colorado, let's say, to Arizona or to Florida.
Right.
And they talk about this community and that community. And they get involved because when they go there, they haven't spent a tremendous amount of time, but they're attracted to those communities that they might have to stretch financially to be involved in. Maybe not to get in, but the ongoing pressure and commitments to do things, which all boils down to financial expenditures. And we've found over time that they get themselves in trouble.
Absolutely.
They've overextended themselves.
Right.
They're not comfortable. So we talk to them about, you know, being tuned to your lifestyle. You know, be around people that have similar likes and similar financial positions and similar housing. And therefore you have a lot more things in common with those people.
Sure.
So that's an area that, you know, we see people over, as I call it, overstepping.
Right.
You know, now they're retired, they got this chunk of money, and they figure, oh, well, we can step up and do things. But then all of a sudden, something might occur even in their family, and it becomes over excessive financial commitments, and it costs them. I mean, their emotional state begins to disappear negatively.
Sure. Well, David, this sounds like a great way for people to get in touch with this and to get to know you guys a little bit as well. So, folks, listen, hey, it's going to be just a few weeks away. And David, how long will it last? Probably an hour or?
Yeah, it'll last about an hour.
Okay.
And, of course, there's no cost to this
sure. To
this workshop.
All right. So give the office a call, 720-482-1917. Tell them that you'd like to get enrolled here, RSVP, for this webinar. And it will be Tuesday, August 25th at 4 p.m. So, once again, all you have to do is call David's office, 720-482-1917. So, David, thank you very much, sir. And we'll talk about this here over in the coming weeks as well, sir.
Okay, Scott. Well, thank you for having us, and stay healthy, my friend.
All right, you as well, sir. That's David C. Sean, once again with the Householder Group, cshawnfinancialservices.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager All-in-One Loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And in the world of reverse mortgages, this knowledge is critical. Now, welcome to Knowledge in Reverse.
Welcome to Knowledge in Reverse. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad you are with us today, joined alongside Kurt Rogers, owner of Affordable Interest Mortgage. Our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage and Mr. Steve Hurley. Steve is their reverse mortgage specialist. And Kurt, glad to have you in again today.
It's very nice to be here. It's another beautiful day in Colorado.
It absolutely is. And we are glad to have some good clients of Steve Hurley's join us on the line today. We've got Larry and Betsy Porter. So, folks, how are y'all doing today?
Really?
Doing good.
So, Larry, we wanted to get you and Betsy on and just kind of talk with you about reverse mortgage. And we can kind of start at the beginning. First of all, it's finding someone you can trust and someone that you feel good talking with and sharing a lot of information about yourself. So, Larry, take just a minute and tell us, you know, how you found Mr. Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage, and just tell us anything you would like about that.
Well, I started looking into it about 3 years before we actually did it, and I'd seen ads on the TV, and I forget exactly how I got a hold of Steve. I saw his name somewhere, got his phone number somewhere. And we talked it over that time, and then I didn't go ahead with it, which I'm sorry I didn't, but that's history, you know.
Sure.
And so then when I made the decision, Betsy had a stroke and had to quit her work, and we were going to try to keep what money we had saved up fairly safe. So when I made the decision to try to do it, I got a hold of Steve again, and he set us up.
So, wow. Well, that's great.
Now, yeah. I've known Steve for quite a while. Explain to me what do you like about Steve? What did he do that made you decide that he was the guy you wanted to go forward with?
Well, when I talked to him the first time, he sent me his card and said, it's okay that you're not going to do it now. If you ever want to do it, though, please give me a call. So I automatically give him a call. And then when he always came out to our house and handled everything from here. We didn't have to go in town or anything.
Wow.
We did everything with him here or by phone.
Well, that made it much easier. Now, you had talked about, you had thought about it for 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Betsy, can you tell us what attracted you to the reverse? What made you decide that was the reverse mortgage was the product you wanted for you?
Well, it was easy. And it worked for us completely.
There was an issue. Larry was saying that you had had a stroke and you retired. So
right.
You were trying to supplement your income?
Yes, yeah. That income was gone. And there were things that we still wanted to do. We wanted to do a little traveling and just feel financially secure as we both were in retirement.
That's great. And Betsy, you know, it's always great too. I mean, all of us want to stay in our home as long as we can too. And it's great how the reverse mortgage works is, you know, you still own your home just like you do. Because there's so many people out there that, you know, have gotten some bad information. So, you know, you own your home just like you do if you had a regular mortgage on it, you know.
And I'm still surrounded by all my stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of it.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
We are speaking with Larry Porter and Betsy, and they are clients of Steve Hurley's. And if you'd like to call Steve, give him a call, 303-885-0254. It is a free consultation, and as these fine folks have said, Steve will come to you, and that will help you and sit down with you. And Betsy, you know, let's talk about just explaining it, because as we said, sometimes there's some misinformation out there, and sometimes, you know, people just don't understand all the reverse mortgage can do for you. Kind of talk about, you know, Steve coming out and sitting down with you that first time and just kind of explaining everything.
Well, he did a very good, thorough job, and there was a lot about it that I had not understood. Larry had done most of the studying on it, and I didn't know that we could live here as long as we wanted to. And the responsibility of house payments was gone, and there was some cash available for traveling or whatever we needed. And it's just a very simple, easy way to live in retirement or old age, still live in your house, and be happy.
Yeah, it kind of takes the pressure off of using your retirement money to continue to make a house payment.
Right.
Yep.
Now, Larry, how long have you guys had this loan?
How long was what?
How long have you had the reverse mortgage?
Only about 2 years.
Okay.
A little over 2 years, actually. About 2 years ago is when we actually finalized it.
Now, another question I have. You guys, Betsy mentioned that you got some cash out, or have you, when you closed on the loan, did they give you cash up front, or did you get it later?
We got cash up front. We could have got a lot more than we took, but that other cash is still laying there. We just haven't had to tap into it.
So that's kind of a point I wanted to bring up. That's a kind of a benefit. You didn't have to take the cash out. You can let it sit there, and it grows as you go along, right?
Right, exactly.
Now,
and there's quite a few options on that. That's just the way we chose to do it.
There are quite a few options. You're right. Now, Betsy also mentioned that one of the reasons you wanted to do this was travel. So in the 2 years, have you traveled any? And if so, where?
Some. We haven't traveled as much as we really would like to. Well, let's put it this way. We haven't traveled quite as much as Betsy would like to.
Now, Betsy, what's on your bucket list? Where do you want to go?
I want to go to Branson.
Branson, all right.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, that's a great place.
We've been down there a few times. She wants to go back, and we probably will do that this spring sometime.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a great sponsor, Cousins RV. They'll hook you up with an RV, and you guys can just hit the road.
Well, we've got our own RV.
Okay,
so.
All right.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So, Betsy, this kind of, you know, the whole idea, sometimes people, you know, really, really have a need, you know, of money, or maybe fixing their house or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But talk about just the peace of mind that this gave you. Once you got it, you know, it's just nice to know you've got something there in case you need it, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it's like a savings account as far as the cash goes, and it took all the pressure off our monthly incomes, and and for me it was a big relief,
right?
Because when I left work, of course, my income was gone.
Sure.
So it sounds like Larry retired before you did, Betsy.
Yes, he did.
He got
you. Look at that, Larry.
Larry, what are you doing?
I've been retired forever.
Yeah. And, Larry, you know, hey, this means a lot to you, too. I mean, man.
Oh, absolutely.
How long have y'all been married?
We're coming up to 64
years.
64 years. So, Larry, when you look at this, and you guys worked hard all your life, and you know, this is something that it's nice to just be able to fall back on and know that you guys earn this, so to speak, to just have this time of relaxation and have some money, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'd made payments on, we bought this in 95, and so we did it 2 years ago. So we'd made some good, we had to pay down pretty well. That's another reason it worked good for us, you know?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep. Larry, when you did your research, what did you learn in the research that you didn't know about or you thought was that you had been taught that was incorrect that Steve talked to you about?
Well, you know, I thought, and this is what I said, the day, and I guess I can say this on the air, the day that we actually signed all the papers, Steve and a CPA came out, and we sat at the table, and we got all done, and Steve says, "How do you feel, Larry?" I said, "I think I just give my house to the government." And he said, "Now, Larry, you know better than that. I've been through all of it." So I didn't realize, you know, that we can stay here as long as we're alive.
Sure.
And then the kids have the opportunity to sell it and pay off, and if there should be some cash in there for them, too. And one thing we did was we talked to the kids first, because I thought maybe one of them would always want this place, but nobody was very interested in it. Yeah. So that just cut me loose to do whatever I felt I wanted to do. And so the reverse mortgage worked great for us.
Right. And this is a great point, because I think sometimes, you know, I mean, hey, we all have to be careful out there. There's a lot of shysters out there, you know.
Amen.
And boy,
amen,
to have somebody that you can trust, Steve. And I mean, hey, and Steve has always said, hey, you can bring your CPA, your attorney, your kids, whatever. I mean, this is something where he wants everybody to know what's going on and what to
exactly.
expect. And if anybody's got questions, they're there to answer them for you.
He's a very upfront guy.
And Larry, I respect you for saying that you sat down with your kids prior, because I thought the same thing. One of my kids would want my house, but after the conversation with them, they don't want the house. They want what's in it.
Well, we're praying that they'll take what's in it, but I don't know.
Because sometimes we collect way too much stuff.
Oh, we have. That's for sure.
Well, Larry and Betsy, hey, we appreciate you coming on and just, you know, hey, this is unscripted, and just getting your opinion and getting, you know, how a reverse mortgage was able to help you guys. So we appreciate your time, and thank you for your kindness and coming on the show today. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
It's our pleasure.
All right. Well, y'all
take
care. And that is Larry and Betsy Porter. And you know what? Hey, you can tell this is something that was of great help to them. And Steve Hurley will be glad to give you, you know, come out, sit down with you. And as they mentioned, hey, get your kids, get your attorney, get your CPA, get whoever you want to get there to come. Steve will answer your questions and figure out if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Steve's number, 303-885-0254. So, Kurt, thank you very much, sir.
It was a pleasure talking with those folks. They just showed you. You know, with all the hard work, what it can do for you and how you can get it back.
Absolutely. Call Steve right now, 303-885-0254.
You've been listening to Knowledge in Reverse, brought to you by Steve Hurley and Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you would like more information about a reverse mortgage, call Steve now at 303-885-0254. That's 303-885-0254. Regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender, NMLS 298191.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats, and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we'd like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. Again, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Our show is brought to you by Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com, and their number 303-781-5617. And today, we are glad to have Dr. Terry Trinka back with us. Dr. Trinka, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Scott. And yourself?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. And it is good to have you back with us. And, boy, an interesting topic today. I was kind of reading an email that Dr. Stedman sent out last week, and I thought, oh, man, this is pretty cool, something that can really help people that have been through a traumatic brain injury, from concussions. But, I know you've been with us once before, but if you don't mind, take just a minute, and for those that maybe missed that show, and just tell us a little bit about you and your credentials and all this.
Okay. I was a traditional optometrist for the longest time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I was doing good things and helping people in a family optometry setting. And then I had a series of things happen to me. One of them was a patient got a severe corneal infection from overwearing her contact lenses, against my directions. And I was going to give her the antibiotics to kill the infection on her cornea. And she said, I'm not doing that. I don't believe in it. I'm going to use homeopathic principles. And I said, well, you got to come back because you walked into my office and you have a serious problem. So she came back in 2 days and it was gone. And that led me to learning about what homeopathy was all about. Realized I didn't want to do that. Was happy to have the knowledge. But I was always interested in food and its effect on people, and the relationship that different cultures have with food. So I went back to school and became a certified nutritionist, and that was in about 1999. And I ran into a really brilliant group of doctors out in San Diego that practice functional medicine. And to this day, I learn from the top clinicians in the country. Wow. About pretty much Dr. Stedman's philosophy, which is find the cause, find the reason why you have what you have.
Right.
Don't cover it up with a drug if you don't have to, or a supplement if you don't have to. Try and find the reason why you have what you have. And so that's what these guys taught me. And to this day, I help people with their health as well as help people with their eyes. Along about 2014, I got introduced to a book, and this book changed my life, as it does with other people as well. And the name of the book is called The Ghost in My Brain by Clark Elliott. Here was a dude who was, he was a teacher of artificial intelligence at DePaul University, and he got into a fender bender, smacked his head, and it destroyed his life. For 8 years, this was in 1999, and for 8 years, he hunted for people that could try to help him. And he was in a bad way. I mean, he could barely walk. He'd have to hold onto a wall to walk. He was also a world-class musician, one of these guys that would get a transistor part from Germany so it makes the stereo sound better. And as soon as he got into the concussion, he goes, I can't hear my stereo anymore. It sounds totally flat. And when he got one of the treatments that I'm going to talk about today, all of a sudden he said, I put on these neuro glasses and I could hear my stereo again. And when I read that, I was like, holy moly, there's something that I don't know that I've got to go find out. And so I've been studying since 2014. I've been studying this concept of neurooptometry, which says, what can we do to put things in front of people's eyes that help their brain? And an obvious place where brains are not doing so great is after a concussion, right?
Right.
Right.
You know,
so,
yeah.
You know, it kind of smacks your brain in the skull, and it's going to damage some of the fine wiring that's there. And so you have obvious problems with your brain.
Sure. And, you know, we do a show, Kevin Flesh, an attorney, and we do a personal injury show every other week just about. And we talk about low-impact auto cases. And a lot of times people don't realize, man, just that small impact and all the things it can cause with just, I mean, you know, 10 miles an hour, 15 miles
an
hour.
Yeah, so true, so true. And a lot, I mean, we expect a traumatic brain injury to be traumatic, you know, like, you know, your head split open and there's blood and all the rest of that stuff. And that's just not true. And sometimes just the littlest tiny hit on the head, you know, you get out of the car wrong and hit your head on the roof of the car. And that can be enough because of everything that brought you together to that point in time. And you may have undetected health issues that, you know, you were not aware of, but impact your brain. And so when you get this little hit, it seems like so magnified, you know, how can I have all these symptoms after this tiny little hit? And that's, of course, what happened to Clark Elliott and it happens to a lot of people that I see. And they get the symptoms that I run into, Scott, that are relative to a hit on the head are, I'll give you a list. And I run into this all day, every day, dizziness, headaches, balance problems, memory issues, can't find the words that they want to speak, called language acquisition, reading difficulties, light sensitivity, and brain fog. And I, you know, I run into that stuff daily with people. And here's the interesting part. The interesting part is it could have happened 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 months ago. And, you know, for the most part, concussions, they resolve within about 3 months. But they're somewhere around a quarter, you know, 25, maybe 30%. They don't. They don't resolve.
Right.
And so the person just has these symptoms, and they go from doctor to doctor trying to find out what it will take to make them have the life that they used to have before they hit their head.
Sure.
That makes sense?
Yes, sir. And, you know, as well as this, when you, you know, you kind of go through this and then all of a sudden, man, you can't remember things. That makes you withdraw. And then maybe that can even bring on some depression or anxiety. And then all of a sudden, you've lost your personality. And I'm telling you, this is a wheel that will start turning very quickly in a negative way.
I would agree completely. In fact, thanks for bringing that up. Because people get despondent. They get depressed because there's not ready help available. And I think one of the things that the general public doesn't know is how useful a pair of I call them neuro glasses, which are glasses that are designed to change your brain's wiring more than it's designed to see clearly at a distance or see clearly up close. And I think that people could get help faster if they had a knowledge that there are different kinds of eye doctors. You know, there's the kind of eye doctor that does surgery, and those are generally ophthalmologists with a medical degree. And then there's optometrists that do the famous what's better, one or two, and they make the, you know, everybody's been through that.
Sure.
And they make the chart clear at distance and at near. And then there's the other breed, which I'm a part of, that are called behavioral or functional or neuro optometrists that are involved and really interested in how the eye hooks up into the brain. And I got to tell you, Scott, when I, up to about 10 years ago, I was like most eye doctors and the most of the public and said, okay, light comes in your eye, it hits the retina. There are signals that shoot down your optic nerve. to the place in your brain called the visual cortex where you see pictures, and that's about it. And that's so not it.
Sure.
There's so much going on. The eyes, and so this is what I want. This is what I want people to know. I want people to know that the eyes are not only sending signals to your brain for images so that you can see, they're also sending signals, about 20% of the signals, to parts of the brain that are non-image forming. And these parts of the brain are where you can intercede when a person gets hit on the head and they don't recover easily.
Right.
And you can take advantage of this wiring between the eyes and the brain that have nothing to do with creating an image that you can see. For instance, there is a connection between the eyes and a little tiny part of your brain called the hypothalamus. And the hypothalamus is a part of your brain that's considered to be the master control switch for all hormones. So you can affect hormones with glasses. Now, how crazy is that?
That's pretty crazy.
I know.
Yeah, it is.
I could barely believe it, Scott. When I learned this, I was like, you're kidding me.
Wow.
And you can affect balance because the eyes go to a different part of the brain, and they allow a person to know where they're at in space. And this is one of the things I see a lot in concussions is people don't know where they're at in space. And it's not like, oh, yes, I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Sure.
Not that kind of space, or I'm sitting in my car. It's, do you know where you're at gravity-wise and in relationship to other objects? And that gets messed up when a person has a concussion. And so one of the things I really want to do is I want to assess how much that person kind of knows where they're at in space. And one of the ways I do that in my neuro exam is I try and find out if they have a good sense of their midline. So if you were to draw a vertical line up and down your body, separating your body into two equal halves, that would be your midline, right?
Right.
Right. And so what I do is I have people look at the chart at a big old letter, and then I take a wand and I bring it from the right to the left, and I say, tell me when it's at your midline, when you think it's right in the middle of your body. You would not believe some of the responses I get. You're like, really? That's where you think it is? Huh? And of course, I never say that because I'm compassionate for the person in front of me because they're hurting. You know, they wouldn't be in front of me if they weren't hurting. And so, but I'm often surprised at how displaced that midline is. Here's another thing I do. I have people stand in flat light, and then I have them close their eyes and rotate twice to the right and rotate twice to the left. And they open up their eyes when they think they're back in front of the place that they started.
Wow, I bet that's interesting.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you have people that are, you know, 90 degrees away, 45 degrees away, 180 degrees away. you're like, I don't think you know where you're at in space. And here's the key thing. If you don't know where you're at in space, you can't judge where other objects are in space.
True.
So, yes. I mean, so you mistake where things are. Now, that could be super serious when you're driving. You know, you're taking a left turn and you can't judge oncoming traffic very well. Or it can be completely innocuous, like you're reaching for a coffee cup and you don't nail it. You don't get it really perfectly and you kind of miss it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that's due to the damage to the kind of the fine wiring in between the eyes and the brain. And so I want to make another distinction, if I can.
Sure.
And this distinction is between what a neurooptometrist is going to do and what a standard eye doctor is going to do. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with traditional optometry because it's important. You know, you have
right.
to be able to see somewhat clearly to deal with life, and you have to make sure your eyes are healthy. And I think eye doctors provide that valuable service. But one of the things that they completely ignore is what we pay so much attention to in the neurooptometry world, and that is the retina is a big old place. I mean, there's lots of signals coming through the retina to the brain, and some of the signals come from the very center of the where visual acuity is the sharpest. You've heard of something called the macula,
mm-hmm.
and the macula, and or people that have problems with the macula, which is a leading cause of blindness in seniors, which is called macular degeneration.
Right.
You've heard of this, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, the macula sends images right to the visual cortex, and those are images that have to do with detail and sharpness and color. It's also the slowest pathway from the eyes to the brain. But it's what all of the traditional eye doctors spend so much time trying to correct with lenses, is to make the light rays that come in the front part of your eye sharply focused on the back of your eye so that you can see clearly. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. That's good. However, there's another huge player here. And the other huge player is the peripheral retina, the rest of the retina that's not involved with sharpness of detail and color. And this part of the retina has to do with speed of movement and where something is. And it's a lightning quick, fast pathway, lightning quick. If you think about a traditional eye exam or when the last time you had somebody ask you which image is better, one or two, they have this big old black machine in front of you, right?
Right.
And it's cutting off your peripheral retina. So it never gets assessed. And the peripheral retina sends all this information about what your subconscious attention and your conscious awareness is on rather than your conscious attention. So if you look at a stop sign and you see the red and the details of the word stop, you're not using your peripheral retina, you're using your central retina for that. But as you start to turn right or left from the stop sign, your peripheral retina comes into play and says, oh, there's something moving off to the side. I better stop and let the car go or whatever. All of that never gets evaluated in a traditional eye exam, unfortunately.
Right.
And so the poor old peripheral retina gets kind of left out of the analysis. And here's how important it is. I have seen so many people that have had a concussion with however long since they've had it, and one of their primary symptoms is something called visual motion sensitivity. And so they can't go to a grocery store and feel comfortable. There's just too much stuff going on.
Right.
They can't go to Home Depot at 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning and go hunt for a bolt and then go pay for it. It's just too much. And it's because the part of the brain that got damaged is where the peripheral retina goes through the brain. It's a lobe called the parietal lobe. And they can't ignore it. So there's all this data coming into their brain that they can't ignore. And it drives them crazy. And so this leads to this whole other thing that you were saying, that people get despondent and they can get depressed and they can get anxious. And so they go talk to somebody about it. And usually a medical doctor is going to prescribe an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety drug, right?
Right. Absolutely.
And yet, what's the problem? The problem is the peripheral retina can't get turned off. And that's what I do. I use lenses, prisms, colors, and filters to try to make that person comfortable in their environment, whether it's expanding their awareness or contracting their awareness. And that's really one of the essences of what I do in a neuro exam.
Yes, sir. If you're just joining us, getting in the car, turn on the radio, we've got a few more minutes left here with Dr. Terry Trinka. You're listening to Your Health Matters. Now, tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 4th at 6 p.m., you're going to be doing a webinar on this topic, correct?
That is exactly right. With my best attempt at some slides.
Okay. Well, good deal. And all you need to do is call the office at Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617, and they will get you the link for that. And it's absolutely free of charge, and but a chance to really go through this topic a little more in depth. And, you know, one thing, you know, when you just mentioned the word concussion, I tell you, I'm amazed at the people that when I mention that, you know, if they talk about they were in an accident or maybe they got, you know, hurt playing softball and they go, oh, I think I got a concussion. I say, would you get a concussion? Well, I don't know. I don't think so because I didn't get knocked out. So many people equate a concussion with they didn't lose consciousness, and that is probably not a good thing.
I would say you're right on the money. Do you have any symptoms post-concussion? And it doesn't matter whether you got knocked out or not. I mean, yeah, it's obvious if you did.
Yeah.
If you did get knocked out, you had a concussion, no question. But so many people, they just hit their head or they slip on ice. They don't black out, but they're not the same people because their brain doesn't work the same because the sloshing around of the brain and the hard skull damage some of that wiring. And, you know, like I said, about three quarters of people will tend to recover fairly well. But you can always tell because people will say, I'm not as good as I was before when I hit my head. Before, when I could hit my head, I could balance on one leg, no problem. I was totally engaged with life. I could read forever. Words came right to me very easily, you know, and I didn't have light sensitivity. And after that, I have these symptoms. So you don't have to lose consciousness to have a problem with how your brain works.
Right.
I think that is a great point.
Good deal. Once again, Dr. Terry Trinka will be doing a free webinar tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. All you have to do is call 303-781-5617 and register for that. And this will be his live webinar, and they'll discuss traumatic brain injuries and how these specialized neuro glasses can help. And you mentioned something a minute ago. You mentioned tints with glasses. I mean, that could be a show in itself. But, I mean, there's a lot to different tints in our lenses, isn't there?
Well, there is. And just really, really basically, remember, I want to do things to either expand or contract that person's visual awareness level to hit parts of the brain that got injured or to hit parts of the brain that are compensating for the part of the brain that got injured. It's not always shoot signals to the part of the brain that got injured. Because sometimes it's shoot signals from your eyes to the part of the brain that's trying to compensate for the part of the brain that got injured. So that's an important point. But tints on the red end of the spectrum will tend to expand your awareness, expand your visual awareness, and tints on the blue end of the spectrum tend to decrease and sort of depress your awareness. And sometimes that's what people need. You know, they're so freaked out from their brain is so freaked out from being concussed that, like I said, they can't ignore peripheral retinal signals.
Sure.
Well, you put a blue tint on them, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, thank you, Dr. Trinka.
Right.
And it can be as simple as doing something like that. Generally, tints have a place, but they go in together with the other three tools.
Mm-hmm.
And the other three tools are the prescription itself, not necessarily making things sharp, but trying to organize the space in front of a person through lenses, something called prisms, which look like a little triangle. And when, you know, most people think of prisms and light comes in the side, and then there's a spectrum of color on the other side, right? And most people have seen pictures of that. Well, these are prisms that don't separate light into colors. They move light. And so when you put a prism in glasses and you have the base of the prism up at the top of the glasses, so the point of the triangle is going down, you're going to stimulate the upper portion of the retina, because you stimulate the retina wherever the base of the prism is. And so if you stimulate the upper part of the retina, the superior retina, then you send more signals to a certain lobe of your brain called the parietal lobe, which is where the integration of senses happens, which is a classic place for injury in traumatic brain injuries and concussions. Okay. So you have lenses, you have prisms, you have colors, and then sometimes it's not useful to shift signals from your glasses to different parts of your retina. It's more useful to actually block light from getting to a certain part of the retina.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so you can block, you can move light, you can use color, and you can use very, very specific types of lenses to enhance the recovery process of a person with a TBI.
Right.
So, you know, the kind of the last thing I really want to say is that eyes are not the only thing in rehab, but if you miss eyes, you've missed a lot.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, there's a lot to it. You have to do brain-based activities. Neuroglasses really help. You know, metabolic work. If you have a metabolism problem like diabetes, high blood pressure, or something like that, it's going to change the course of your recovery. So that has to be addressed as well.
Absolutely. Now, just your, I don't know the word typical eye exam, but what's an eye exam with you look like? If somebody wanted to, you know, get in touch with you and even do an eye exam.
So I do, you know, I do standard eye exams and don't do anything for concussions if people want that, because I'm good at it. And I've been doing it a long time, and I know how to get to the symptom that the person is coming in for to help them with glasses. So that's a standard eye exam, and I use that as a platform for
sure.
Concussion patients to go ahead and say, can you localize an object in front of you and touch it? And I put different lenses in front of you until you can. We call it blind touch, where you look at an object in front of you, you close your eyes, and then you touch it. You wouldn't believe how terrible people are at this. And then I put lenses in front of them until I say, look at this object, close your eyes, and touch it, and they hit it every time.
Wow.
Another connection that gets really messed up in concussions is the connection between your eyes and your ears. So a lot of times in concussions, Scott, people can look at something and concentrate, but if you say anything to them or their auditory system is at all engaged, it completely messes them up. Or vice versa, they're listening to something and they miss all kinds of detail when they're looking at something because their eyes and their ears are not hooked up in their brain because it's been damaged by the concussion.
Sure.
So we take care of that by ringing a little bell with people's eyes closed, and they try and find where the bell is with their finger with their eyes closed to see how close they are in auditory localization. And it's amazing how terrible people are at that.
Absolutely.
Myself included. When I was learning this, yeah. I was hooked up in front of 30 docs.
Gotcha.
Oh, I've got one other thing to say.
Hey, well, I tell you, I'm sorry, I'm up against the clock here, but listen, join the webinar tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 4th, 6 p.m. Call 303-781-5617 for the absolutely free webinar with Dr. Terry Trinka, Integrated Health Systems. Thanks for being with us today. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.